Hi, folks, and welcome to the third episode of the Colin Crisp podcast, where we talk about politics and entertainment, and sometimes the two merge. I've had a busy week with school, so I haven't had time to get stories and digest them the way I would like to, but I've been following this all week, and it's been irking me the more I read, so I want to focus more on this. This week, I'm going into more detail about something that I talked about last week regarding the 11-year-old girl who was getting beat up by the internet, metaphorically, of course, in particular about the site that started the whole thing to begin with. I talked about a situation that I'd been building up regarding a young girl who went by the screen name Jessie Slaughter. She had been getting harassed online by people over some videos and pictures of her that had been going around on different websites. Now, this week, I'm going to be focusing on the website where it started, Sticky Drama, and the creator of the website, 31-year-old Christopher Stone. According to an article at Gawker.com, Stone created Sticky Drama with a business partner in 2007 and spun off another site in 2008, which we will get to later. The name of the site comes from a webcam site called Stick'em.com, which does feature some entertainment webcam shows, but also has public rooms that people can go to in order to chat with other people. A lot of these rooms are populated with teens and tweens. To use the site, you have to be at least 14. Obviously, under the rules of the site, Jessie shouldn't have even been allowed on unless she lied about her age, which she most likely did. The reason why I'm telling this all to you, my audience, is because I want to put another warning out there to parents that they need to be aware of what their kids are doing online and what it involves. If you are a parent, you are the ultimate gatekeeper on what your kids do. So if you don't want your child to get cyberbullied or cyberstalked or generally harassed, be aware of what they are doing. Now, according to Gawker.com, who's been following this story, Stone, before he was an internet website owner, was a pornographer. In his email to Gawker reporter Adrian Chen, he told him that he filmed pornographic films in the time he was living in New York City. Lovely. This part also becomes important later in the story. Now, StickyDrama.com is essentially a rumor site for what are known as scene kids. These are the kids you've seen anywhere who usually follow an emo lifestyle. Got the spiked hair, heavy eyeliner, listening to emo or goth bands, etc. And on this site, anyone can post a rumor about what Stone calls, quote, e-celebrities. These are the kids that do what they can to get attention online, mostly at Stick'em.com, but also on Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, Tumblr, etc. The whole thing that these kids do to get attention can get rather self-destructive and sad. In the article, for example, Chen wrote about a young girl who looked no older than 15 masturbating on her Stick'em transmission. Now, first thing you should be asking yourself is, why is a 31-year-old man running a website that is populated by those under the age of 20? He will comment on stuff on the boards himself, egging these kids on. In the example I cited above, Stone posted the recording of the transmission, then felt the need to write about how the girl needed to learn, quote-unquote, a thing or two about the site and doing embarrassing things online. Again, why is a 31-year-old man watching a teenager masturbating on camera? This leads us into the other part of this story. Sticky Drama has a sister site. The title of it is StickyNudes.com. That's Sticky-NOODZ.com. This site caters to amateur nude pictures that are submitted there. Most of the pictures are of Sticky Drama e-celebrities. Some are of random users. And a lot of the pictures are questionable as far as legality goes. If you go there right now, it won't come up since Stone claims to have a production deal and he pulled it for the time being. However, Stone also claims that he has no control of what goes on the site since it's user-generated content. A veritable wiki of child porn, as it were. Users will either post pictures of themselves or of other e-celebrities, and a lot of times it's used by Sticky Drama users to harass other Sticky Drama users by posting their nude pictures up there. Again, I need to remind listeners that these two sites are owned by a 31-year-old pornographer. Now, not too long ago, a Fox affiliate did a story on sextortion, where guys would manage to get some nude or scandalous pictures of their victims, either through hacking into people's computer or acquiring the pictures through other means. The scam is that these guys would go into Stick'em or another webcam site, approach their victim online, and tell them that if they don't perform for them on camera, they would release the pictures that they had. If the victim said no, then the pictures would get released. Often the perpetrator would sextort their victims until they say no, but this whole time would be recording the sex shows they were getting and release them once the victim refused. Well, Stone appeared in the story as an expert on sextortion. Considering that Sticky Nudes condone this activity, it's not surprising. As it turned out, that Stone was a perpetrator of this himself. One 19-year-old woman that was named in the story had been threatened with the release of nude pictures of herself by Stone himself if she didn't leave a friend alone, even though the pictures themselves were taken when she was underage. Thankfully for the woman, Stone had relented. And it's not the first time that Stone has participated in questionable activity. Stick'em has had three high-profile cases of sexual assault via webcam. Two of those incidents involved older men tricking younger girls into doing sex shows for them online. The third involved an actual sexual assault. 20-year-old John Hawk, a popular Stick'em user, was recorded on his camera sexually assaulting his drunk girlfriend of 2 weeks. Whether he recorded it himself or not, Stone put the video up on the site, blogged about what happened, and left it there without calling police about what he had. Luckily, people in the Sticky Drama community contacted local police to let them know what happened. The footage got to them 3 months after the incident because Stone was sitting on it the entire time. If he were really concerned about this girl, he would have reported it when it happened instead of waiting 3 months. Instead, according to a warrant issued in the case, he called the victim a, quote, dumb blonde slut in his post about the incident and never turned in the footage. If you want to see something really disturbing, go to Gawker.com and see the video of him talking on camera about getting around the legal department of the site's web host, The Planet, by posting the video over the weekend. And amazingly, it's this legal knowledge that has probably helped him get into law school. On his tweets this week, he mentions that he got accepted to law school recently based on his work with Sticky Drama, namely the John Hawk case and another one involving a pedophile. He doesn't say which law school, though. The most logical choice, the University of Southern California, has denied it was them that admitted Stone. So we'll see if it gets revealed, since Stone isn't saying where he's going at the moment. The fact that he's planning on going into law school is disturbing. Giving him the knowledge on how to circumvent the law within the state is not a good idea, because he can use that knowledge to keep on doing what he has been doing. He's a bully, plain and simple. And with continued knowledge of the law, he can continue bullying his victims. And just to reiterate this point, he's 31 years old. He's made pornography in the past. And he runs a website that can easily be found by your teens and tweens. They go on the site to get attention, and he's more than happy to give them the negative attention. He's worse than a pedophile. He's a mental rapist of your kids. Now, at the time of this recording, Stone has pulled both Sticky Drama and Sticky Nudes. His last tweets indicate that he's transferring the servers, but if you haven't read them yet, go to Gawker.com and read the articles. And pray that your own kids don't find these sites. Perverts and bullies like this should not be allowed to propagate and affect the lives of your children. Now, if you want an update on Jessie Slaughter herself, she's back online, and I don't think her or her parents have learned their lesson, judging by some of the comments she's put up on Twitter. Although I think Jessie is souring on her favorite group, Blood on the Dance Floor, because one of the parodies done online of her infamous crying video is done by the lead singer and another band member, and they've released a song about the whole incident called You Done Goofed. Well, that's the podcast for today. Join us next week, and hopefully then we'll have more to talk about. And this whole mess will be over and done with. Have a good night, and God bless.